tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, the US House of Representatives has overwhelmingly voted in favour of a landmark bill that could see TikTok banned in America. What's going on? That's after a short break.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Did you wake up with this message on TikTok today?
Last week, as millions of American TikTok users scrolled mindlessly through the app, they were interrupted by a pop-up. Congress is planning a total ban, it warned. Speak up now before your government strips 170 million Americans of their right to free expression.
But if you notice, there's no way to get out of this other than the call button.
The US House of Representatives was due to vote on a landmark bill that could see TikTok banned in America, and the app was asking its users to campaign against it. Lawmakers were flooded with calls, but it was fruitless.
In the opinion of the chair, 2/3 being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Although a handful of Republicans, like Trump supporter Marjorie Taylor Greene, voted against the bill.
I rise today as the only member of Congress that has ever been banned by social media. I believe that this bill can cause future problems. It's opening Pandora's box, and I'm opposed to this bill.
US lawmakers are increasingly afraid of China's influence on TikTok. So this bill would give its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, 6 months to sell its controlling stake in the app. If it doesn't, TikTok would be blocked in America. Although, not everyone who voted for the bill is in favour of banning the app entirely. Here's leading Democrat representative Nancy Pelosi.
First of all, this is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
But US politicians are sending China a strong message. So how did we get here?
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening. So we'll see what happens.
If this story sounds familiar, it's because in 2020, Donald Trump threatened to ban TikTok because of national security concerns. He reversed his position last year when he realised it could cost him the election. But at the time, he gave ByteDance just 90 days to sell up. And while his efforts failed in the courts, TikTok's chief executive did end up stepping down because of the political pressure. Since then, the security debate has raged on.
New Zealand's government has become the latest to ban TikTok on devices with access to its parliamentary network due to security concerns. On Thursday, the UK followed the United States and the European Commission in banning the app from sensitive government devices.
US officials are concerned that ByteDance would be unable to refuse a request from Beijing to hand over user data. That's because of a Chinese national security law that requires companies to provide information on demand. TikTok has said that US user data isn't held in China, but in Singapore and in the US. EU data is held in Ireland. But while the app has repeatedly said it wouldn't share user data with the Chinese government, last year,
the parent company of TikTok, known as ByteDance, which is based in China, did an internal review that found that a handful of employees had indeed accessed the data of US TikTok users, including two journalists.
Early this year, Shouzi Chu, TikTok's CEO, was called before Congress for 5 hours of questioning.
Have you ever been a member of the Chinese Communist Party?
Senator, I'm Singaporean. No.
Have you ever been associated or affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party?
No, Senator. Again, okay. I'm Singaporean.
Let me ask you some hopefully simple questions.
TikTok's CEO was in Washington again this week, trying to defend his company ahead of the vote. But a lawmaker told the media company Semaphore that he was having trouble lining up meetings. This bill is the culmination of years of debate about his app. But what will it take for TikTok to actually get banned in the US? We'll have more after the break.
I mean, when I heard the news, I was really nervous. I was definitely shocked too. I think that for me as a creator, the majority of my income comes from this app, whether it be through brand deals, brand endorsements, and from the app directly.
TikTok users, including content creators and small businesses, have spoken out against the bill because they fear losing access to their favorite app or their income. But the reality is that there's a way to go before TikTok actually gets banned. The Senate will now have to vote on the ban, and the outcome of that is less certain. A handful of senators have spoken about the need to protect free speech, and some Democrats are worried about alienating young voters in a crucial election year. TikTok said it was hopeful the Senate would consider the facts and listen to their constituents. If it does pass the Senate and is signed into law, TikTok, ByteDance and industry groups would sue in federal court. And then there's China. An effective ban on a huge Chinese company might be useful propaganda for its government. So, a lot is still to come. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Tortoise.